This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. I've just been saving some audio down from today's show and I realised the two... Actually, every single person we spoke to today on the phone, apart from our phone a female on the girly quiz, was Lauren. Lauren is such a popular name in Dublin.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we had Lauren and Lauren. Lauren was on earlier on.
For flowers.ie?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me check my notes.
Callum, or Dave's on all the notes because right. Callum's off.
Phone a female was Casey. Flowers was Lauren. And we had golden ticket was Lauren.
I think if you
that's
could
only
say,
two.
But I think if you could be like, okay, think of like who the person listening to our show is. She's probably called Lauren.
Yeah.
There's always a Lauren.
Larkin. There's loads of Larkin.
And I think what's great about the name Lauren is you can go L-A-U-R-Y-N, like Lauren Hill.
Yeah.
Or you can go, obviously, the standard
Speaking
name.
Speaking of Lauren Hill, we have a Lauren Hill on the show.
Yeah, we do.
We have the Lauren Hill on the show later on.
Isn't that so exciting?
You're going to hear Lauren Hill on this Fully Charged podcast.
And what's going to shock you about the Miss Lauren Hill is that she's absolutely shite with music.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Lauren Hill is. The other one, very good at music.
No, but you're saying that we have the Miss Lauren Hill on.
No, we don't have Miss Lauren Hill. We have the Lauren, Lauren. Hill. The Lauren
That's
Hill from Kildare.
That's more clear. Thank you,
we
Dave.
We don't have the Miss Lauren Hill on.
Come wow.
On. But I was trying to say, I was trying to give the vibe, we have Lauren Hill on the show. Technically, that is true. But we don't have Miss Lauren Hill on the show. But I was trying to allude to the fact that we
No, won. I get it.
But now you've ruined it.
I wasn't trying to ruin it.
And now they know that Miss Lauren Hill is not on the show.
I was trying to be funny
before.
Saying what was shocking was that Lauren Hill shit at music. That's what I was trying to be funny, Dave.
She was shit at music. Wait till you hear her. She was terrible. But we loved her.
We did.
Bye.
Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Spins Fully Charged.
Spins Fully Charged.
Morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
How are you?
Thursday. We're nearly there.
We sure are.
Very much nearly there. Yesterday, I spent most of my day defrosting my freezer.
Oh, that's a big L job.
Big job. Well, I only did the right side. I did the left side a couple of months ago. Said I'd take a break.
Explain your freezer to me.
Because obviously I live in a house with five people, so
it's a big lad.
Big freezer, like so. Two drawers, there are two doors left and right for the fridge, and two doors left and right for the freezer as
gotcha.
Well.
So bigger than I'd be used to. I just thought you'd split the little trays down the middle.
No, no, thankfully
this side
we
now
have.
And yeah. This side later.
Thankfully, we have a big enough freezer.
Okay.
But it just means that it needs to be defrosted because it hasn't been defrosted, I think, since the thing was bought like years ago. And
how did you even go about doing that? These are questions that I have.
Well, people. Emma, I'll right. tell you how you go about doing that. You take out all of the food in the freezer and you eat it because it will not be frozen anymore. And you just let the freezer open and you let it, you know, drip down or whatever.
Okay, so
that's
the freezer's
what you're
just
meant to
open.
Do.
You don't like turn it off at the mains or
no, no. Just put a bucket down; it'll catch all the water. But that's what you're meant to do.
You did?
I did not do that.
Right.
I bet the crap out of it with a big giant knife.
Did you?
And I stabbed all the ice, and I was ignoring everyone who would say it in my past. Hey, don't do that.
Right.
And it worked. Not a bother on it. It's absolutely fine.
Why are people saying not to do that? Sounds kind of practical, no?
Because say there's like wires around your fridge or there's like little kind of frozen kind of tubes around your fridge that are the main source of how it gets cold or how
sure,
it gets freezing.
You damage them.
And you could damage them by
still
like
working.
A lot. Not a bother on it. Not a bother on it. So yeah, go with it and a big giant knife and hammered the hell out of it.
I bet you it was kind of satisfying, was it?
It was at the same time. But do you know what I realised? Ice is actually sharp and I cut myself all over my hands because
it's cold well.
Very cold and I was like hitting it at an angle and then my fingers would hit off the ice and I'm like start bleeding so there's a little bit of blood in the freezer but don't worry about it, it's defrosted.
Someone's going in looking for their peas yeah. And there's blood in the freezer. Stop,
don't worry about it.
Welcome to Thursday. Hope you're well. You're on Fully Charged.
Morning.
What's up?
Good morning. What's going on?
So a former inmate has been going viral on TikTok because she shared a video of the routine that she had when she was in prison.
Okay.
And immediately lots of people online have been saying that it doesn't sound so bad. It actually sounds kind of structured and very productive. Now, I know all prisons aren't the same and don't go to prison, obviously. But it does kind of remind me of my school days.
People who love routine be like, oh, okay, I will rob that bank.
Yeah. it does very much remind me of school. So if you kind of imagine, and I know that when you're at home and you're like a kid or a teenager, you're not locked up, but just imagine that you're being called for breakfast before school, okay? And how it sounds so similar to what she dealt with in prison.
So as you will see, you'll be unlocked for breakfast at 7:10. This is your time to go get something to eat and either eat it on the wing or come back in your cell and eat it. You get 20 minutes for that.
Like, to be honest, that sounds much better than when you're a kid going to school, because some days I don't want to be sitting with my siblings having my breakfast. I'd like to take it back to my own wing. The word wing.
Very worried about how this is going. I'm worried. Are you comparing being in prison to just living life?
School.
Yeah.
I just think the use of the word wing is interesting when you talk to prison. It sounds like a glamorous 5-star hotel on the East Wing. On this, then after their breakfast, they move around and like that, you go to school, you're going to class.
And then mass movement at 8:15. This basically means the whole prison all moves around together to get to where you need to be, which will either be education or work.
Okay.
Again, do you remember rocking into school and everyone, did you have a one-way system in school or was it all over the place?
All over the place. We do what we want in Drogheda.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have a bungalow school or was there stairs?
No, there were stairs and lifts.
Oh, I was very jealous of any school with stairs. It seemed very American to me.
Really?
We were a massive ground floor and we had to walk in always in clockwise direction.
Stop.
So it was a big, big square with a courtyard in the middle. So say, for example, if you were in a class here and your next class was the classroom behind you.
But you had to go back. You got to go around the whole school.
You had to go the whole way around.
Oh, for the love of God.
You'd be texting each other through class going, do you want to go for a lap?
Yeah.
You'd meet and go for a lap around the school.
You see, that's where the whole kind of the bit of it messes up, where that whole idea of one-way system is a real problem for the school.
Absolutely, yeah. Because people are just doing laps to beat the band. Another thing that they do, they can go to these appointments, obviously healthcare and stuff, but I'm like, you're saying I can just clock in there and go off and get my nails done?
And then there's something called free flow. So free flow means that you can move around the prison at certain times of the day. So if you have an appointment, you need to be ready for free flow at 9:00.
Appointments! Give me more detail. What kind of appointments?
I'd imagine health appointments.
I'd imagine so, yeah. But I just think of my friends who were like, oh, I've got all my appointments on Friday before the big 30th on Saturday. And I was like, oh, a few years ago, what do you mean by appointments? Oh, nails, hair, tan, lashes. I'm like, that, whenever I hear appointments now, that's what I think of.
I really hope they don't have radios in prison, because you have just quickly become the most hated person in prison. I hope you never go. Are you the girl who compared going to school to going to prison?
Well, it sounds a bit like PE here.
And then there's a massive mass movement again, where the whole prison all move around at once, where everybody will leave education and work and go back to their wing to eat their lunch.
Right, sorry. So yeah, I missed the exercise there, but exercise is included in a different clip that she said, where essentially it does emulate like everyone gathering to do a bit of kickball or something.
Okay.
But in that case as well, you're not forced to sit in the canteen with all the bullies. You can go back and eat it in your room.
Yeah, perfect.
It's
really good.
Stunning.
Yeah, in your cell.
Yeah. in your cell. I mean, again, I've no desire to go to prison, but I'm commenting on this. People saying that they found the routine very calming and structured. She seems way too positive about the whole thing.
A lot of people do say that. A lot of people do enjoy like the meals every day and like, you know, it's something to keep busy or whatever. But if you're in prison, please text us. So it's 7711103. And what's the story? Is it the same? Is it similar?
Phone, sure. Not allowed to have a phone in prison.
Oh yeah, dead right. Or school. Hey, it really is the same.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
What is the story?
Good morning. I'm a little bit distracted this morning, and I kind of have been for the last, I want to say, nearly 24 hours. The reason being, I went to leave work yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. And it was one of those times in the lift when you're going down to the main floor, going down to reception, and someone gets in on the third floor.
You have to stop.
And then someone gets in on the second floor, right? And you're like, what's going on? And they press the 3 button, the lift goes up, and you're like, did I? And then you realise you never actually pressed reception.
So it's just, you're just following other people around.
Exactly. So I was literally standing in the lift being like, what's the point? But because I was in the lift for so long, I just started to notice little details about the lift. Obviously, in our lift, you have the 5th floor, the 4th floor, the 3rd floor, the 2nd floor, the 1st floor. You have the ground floor and reception, which is a bit bizarre.
That's confusing. And then there's a basement as well, isn't
there? There's a basement as well for B. Then you have an alarm button, right? And then just at the very bottom is a fan button. It's a symbol of a fan, right? Now,
can I ask just about the fan? Is it a fan that like has the propellers out the way or a spinny one?
It's like a spinny one.
Right,
it's like a spinny, it's a spinny symbol of a fan, right? Now look, I know what it probably does, but the only I would imagine it's probably a fan for in the elevator, but the only thing is I think that'd be a little bit pointless because we literally are only 4 floors up. If you were going in a hotel in New York and there's 400 bloody floors, then I could understand it.
What if it's a fan for if you do get stuck in it?
Yeah.
Say you're stuck for like an hour till someone can fix it. Maybe you just need
something. That's actually a really good shout, I wonder. But see, the thing is, the lifts are actually, because there's only four floors, I feel like you could get out of it, no bother. Do you know what I mean? But I did come up with some other things that I think it could be. I think maybe it goes to a different floor that we don't know about.
Oh,
it could be a secret floor, like a severance procedure type thing going on. Maybe the fan symbol is a play on words and you get it and you get in the elevator and you press the button and it says, wow, I'm such a fan of you, I can't wait for your radio show later.
It's a little bit of
an ego boost, you know, for people who need it. Maybe it's to dry yourself if you come in after being in the rain and it's just a, you know what I mean, like one of those kind of drying things. Maybe it's not a fan, maybe it's a propeller, maybe it takes you up like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, and
you're almost like at the roof of Dundrum Shopping Centre where you can see the whole city.
Yeah,
that vibe.
Okay. Yeah, so I
can see this has distracted you quite a bit,
and I think it's just the ADHD in me where I'm just like, I'd love to press it, but I obviously couldn't press it yesterday because I'm like, what if it causes an alarm, you know what I mean, for the whole building and everyone's in work.
Whereas this stage, Dave, there's no one around, so why don't you go and do it now then?
I could do it now
out of your misery.
To be honest, I kind of really do want to press it.
Okay, look, for you listening, I know this man.
Yeah, I won't be able to think about
anything. He's not going to be able to think about anything else. Will you just go and press it there?
Okay.
And I'll just ring you and you can update us on how you're getting on, okay?
Okay, bring me there.
Dave, I'm going to get you on WhatsApp. Dave is going to check what the fan button is. Yeah, you're there. Brilliant.
Okay, amazing.
You're running.
Okay, here I go. Running towards the elevator.
Okay. Don't forget to bring your fob so you can get back in. Because that wouldn't be great. Make sure to bring your fob so you can get back in.
Oh yeah, very true. Okay. All right, here we go.
This
is
going to
be so disappointing
floor?
If it does nothing. Fan button here.
Okay, go on, press it. Let's kill the music and wait for an alarm to go off and the building to be evacuated. Have you pressed
it,
David?
Emma.
Yeah. Don't.
Good news.
Ah.
It does absolutely nothing.
Are you serious? That's so anticlimactic.
It's so, yeah. Well, that's our radio show.
Get back. Come back, come back, come back, come back. But the problem is that's not going to alleviate any of your distraction today because you're still going to worry or wonder what the hell it does.
Yeah.
Can we get on to engineering?
If anyone, I presume someone knows.
Okay, let's take you off there and bring you back over here. Hello.
I presume someone knows and I know what it is. It is going to be a fan, but I just don't think there's any point in that because we're not in a 100-story building.
Well, you've actually potentially solved a problem. What if Pat Kenny got stuck in the lift later, was like, it's very hot in here, I'm wearing a suit, and the fan button wasn't working and you've drawn attention to it and engineer sorted this morning, you could save Pat Kenny from a very sweaty afternoon.
I've never in my life thought about being stuck in an elevator with Pat Kenny, and now it's my life goal. You'd learn so much.
God, you would.
God, he'd hate me.
Absolutely. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh yeah, only three more sleeps now until Mother's Day. Don't say we haven't given you apt warning. It's coming around thick and fast, and this week on the show we want to get you organised for Mother's Day with flowers.ie. I have something to tell you.
Oh, do you?
Yesterday I was somewhere.
I am your mother.
Yesterday I was in Ashleaf Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
And I was looking through my quick balance yesterday because I bought a plant.
Did you tell people about your last time you were in Ashleaf?
No, I didn't actually.
And who you saw?
I saw Jazzy there. Yeah, she was in Dunn's. But when I was going through my quick balance yesterday, obviously, because I'm a freak and I'm always checking what I spent my money on, I had a receipt for flowers.ie. I didn't realise I was in a store when I picked up a houseplant.
Stop.
Yeah, I was in one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
there you go.
Very nice.
Like, flowers.ie. Did I buy something for Mother's Day? No, that must have been a flowers.ie I was in. So
okay, and is it a nice plant?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Where is it?
Right now?
Yeah.
My house, mantelpiece.
Oh, very good. So it must have been too big.
No, it's a nice size. It's kind of a skinny stem and a bit of colour on top.
Oh, very nice.
I couldn't tell you the breed of plant. Do you call
the
them
breed? I don't know.
Listen, we want to get you ready for Mother's Day with flowers.ie, and you can send flowers to your mum. Deliveries to all counties in Ireland. And if you order before 2 o'clock, you'll get same day delivery, which is class.
Not bad at all. We got a €200 voucher for flowers.ie ready for you to... the voucher.ie. €200 flowers.ie voucher ready for you to win. We'll text it to you the code as well as soon as we have it, which is cool. You don't have to wait for the code. The only problem with this whole thing is that you need to listen to a character we've brought to the show called Mam AI. And Mam AI is awful. She's the worst.
She'd kind of make your skin crawl.
Yeah, she's filthy. But look, she's worth listening to because you could get a €200 voucher off her.
All right, brace yourself. A riddle from Mam AI. You have to figure out, or basically just figure out the riddle and get your answers over to us on WhatsApp on 087 711 1038. Sorry, I'm going on because I'm procrastinating. Let's go.
Thursday's Mam AI riddle coming up. I come in different sizes, but most people prefer me big. I get blown to get the best results and sometimes end with a bang. What am I?
You are filthy is what you are, Mam AI.
All right, okay, I'm gonna just put on my blinkers and read it and not even think.
Do you know what? It's not as bad as the usual.
Yeah, it says, I come in different sizes, but most people prefer me big. I get blown to get the best results and I end with a bang. Well, what am I? 087-711-1038. I think as well, Mam AI is less ambiguous today, which is good.
I think so, but I also think she's less filthy. Mm. It's not the worst.
One more time.
Thursday's Mam AI riddle coming up. I come in different sizes, but most people prefer me big. I get blown to get the best results and sometimes end with a bang. What am I?
There's still something kind of nauseating about it, but
it is what it is. Dear God, honestly, I really do think that's safe compared to tomorrow's one. Tomorrow's one is disgusting. I know, yeah. We've just read ahead to tomorrow's. Wait till you hear tomorrow's, it's way worse.
That's disgusting.
It's not great.
087-711-1038, your answer please, and you could be winning a 200 euro flowers on an e-voucher this morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was out with the dog last night just getting a bit of a run in with him, and we were just in the park. There's one particular park close to me where they're allowed off the lead. You know they're not allowed off the lead in Marley Park?
It's one of those things, is it?
I was shouted at a few weeks ago because there's a big like grassy area where I was just throwing a ball for him, and the big scary wardens in their big jeeps came over beeping at me. And I was like, what? I've seen people all the time with dogs off their lead in Marley Park. Anyway, they were like, put your dog on a lead. I was like, oh, sorry.
That's annoying.
Didn't know. That's fine. But anyway, that's fine. I was in a different park yesterday just doing a bit of a run around. It was starting to get dark.
I'll take my business elsewhere to a different park.
No, you don't just want to exercise them though. Do you know what I mean? Like proper give them a run. So it was just dusky, starting to get dark, and it was pretty much time to go home and go tubbing. Along comes a puppy golden retriever.
Okay, very nice.
Stunning, yeah. Right? And first of all, I want to say that this dog owner has taken Seamus and raised me a better name that I didn't think of.
Oh, no.
The four-month-old golden retriever's name is Mossy.
Oh, no.
Mossy and Seamus. Anyway, what I noticed again, I was talking on the show recently about how like any kind of outdoor activity with a dog changes your whole social perspective of like any kind of a social interaction. You're just talking to people all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Are we on Mossy?
It's a literally different world out there. But what I noticed last night was Mossy and Seamus were having such crack together that the interaction between the dogs was going on for quite a while and I was kind of ready to go.
Yeah.
Like I was kind of like, come on, we go home. But the other owner was obviously just so delighted that Mossy was getting exercise because play is like really good for them.
Of course.
Jeez, we ran out of things to say pretty quick.
Oh no!
And every time you kind of tell that it was kind of me kind of starting to work my way in to kind of get my own dog, she'd be like, it's great to see them playing, isn't it? They'll be wrecked now for the night.
Yeah.
She was like obviously exhausted
loving it
and so sick of like the hyperness in the house. But I'd say like we went through every detail I know about her kids, I know about her husband, I know about her job, I know where she lives.
She's probably listening now going,
I'm going to have to stay away when I do. But it's mad, it's one of those elongated interactions because you're trying to let the dogs do their thing.
Yeah, of course.
Like I'm cool with that. Oh, cool, what age?
The humans honestly should just like stand at different ends of the park, let the dogs do their thing, and then
my boyfriend Jack is obviously very new to all this as well. He's never been a dog owner, and he said to me the other day, I think I've cracked it. And he was like, what? And he was like, I was like, what? And he was like, these social interactions with people about the dogs. And I was like, what is it? And he was like, I kept forgetting to ask them questions back. He was like, I only find myself
typical English. Take. He said, give a little, Jack.
I only would tend to ask questions if the dog was like a puppy. If your dog was old, I'd have no interest. And then I realised that's a bit rude. All these new things, man. There's a whole new dynamics to everything. It's gas.
This week on the show, we're getting you ready for Mother's Day, because don't forget, it's on Sunday, right? It's coming up very, very quick. This is all with thanks to flowers.ie. You can send flowers to Mam with deliveries to all counties in Ireland, and you can order before 2 o'clock for same day delivery, which is extremely handy.
I was very much like trying to get myself organised to be around with my own Mam for Mother's Day, and I was on to her last week. What's your plan for the weekend? Like, you want to do something? I'm away all weekend.
I love Katie.
What do you mean?
Because I know full well my Mam's in the house, so I have to go down. I have to go and...
No, she's away on some island with her art friends. Okay. Cool. So it's not even that you're not around for an hour.
You don't have to get the presents, or you don't have. You can do whatever you want on Sunday.
I got her a cool little present, but I don't know when I'm going to see her now. I was like, so you're not around at all this weekend? She said, no, I'm on the island with all the artists. Oh, I said, okay, ma'am.
I was texting my brother and sister, and I was just like, they were like, don't forget Mother's Day on Sunday. And I was just like, yeah, honestly, get her whatever you want as long as it's not chocolates, because obviously that's what I've got. Mm. And Sophie was just like, yeah, get her anything you want as long as it's not flowers. And Sean is just sitting there going, what the hell am I meant to get her?
A mug. Okay, listen, all this week on the show, as Dave said, getting it organised with flowers.ie. €200 to go this morning. And we're hearing from a bit of a creepy old character on the show this week. Her name is Mam AI, and she's been joining us on The Daily with the
Yeah, let's play her as little as possible.
Yeah, let's not actually. Yeah, we've already heard from her, and you'll hear from her again this week, so brace yourself. Lauren, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. What are you at for the day?
It's on my way to work.
What do you do for work?
I work with Ford Mona in a lab.
Oh, is that in Offaly?
Yes, it's in Edenderry.
Yeah, I thought it was.
How long is the commute then? Where are you living?
I'm from Mullingar, so it's about 35 minutes.
Oh, that's not too bad at all.
How do you have us?
Yeah, how do you have us in Mullingar?
I don't know. Is
it a bit crackly? Do you lose us?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's absolute loyalty. Can we just get...
Yeah. Appreciate you, Lauren. Appreciate you, Lauren. There's absolutely... If you ever get someone to come to your door to ask you what radio station you listen to, you better still say Spin, right? Lauren, listen to Mam AI read you a little bit of a riddle and try not to get sick.
Thursday's Mam AI riddle coming up. I come in different sizes, but most people prefer me big. I get blown to get the best results and sometimes end with a bang. What am I?
It's just the way her delivery is just trying to be so sultry. And what I don't
sexy
like.
Or something.
If you just read it normally, it's like Grant.
Yeah.
But it's the way she goes, blown up.
Yeah. No, gross. Not good at all. Lauren, we want this to end as quickly as possible. So please tell us, what is the answer?
A balloon.
A balloon would make sense.
Let's cross back over to Mammy I.
You are popping off with a balloon.
Popping off.
No.
That's the best thing she said all week.
I actually have to agree with you there.
Yeah.
Lauren, can I ask? Well, first of all, well done. €200 flowers.ie voucher on the way to you. We're going to WhatsApp you the code right now so you can get yourself sorted as soon as it's safe to do so. What are you going to be looking under a microscope at today?
Just a bit of water analysis.
Okay. Water. Okay, very good.
Checking the quality, are you?
Yeah.
Nice one. Very good. And what's the water quality like in Dublin at the moment, would you say?
In Dublin, you wouldn't know, but in Offaly. Awfully, it would awfully be better water than Dublin.
Yeah.
I'd say it'd be awfully better.
It'd be awfully better. Oh, you got there before me. Crap.
You set it up for me. Lauren, have a fantastic day. Talk to you later.
Good luck, Lauren.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Another chance for you to win, and your final chance to win tomorrow morning with flowers.ie.
Oh, and wait till you hear Mam AI tomorrow. Oh, it's awful.
I wish I didn't glance ahead.
We saved
but
the
we
worst.
Did because producer Callum is off and he left all these. We're not responsible for anything.
Either is he'd say it's all Mam AI.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. It's horrific.
It's not good.
Tomorrow morning, just before 7:30, giving you another chance to win with flowers.ie. Right now, though, I'm really getting into this. Sorry, Dave.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tate McRae and sports car Dave. It kind of gives him the creeps.
I like
she
the
whispers.
Song. It's just when she whispers.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I think you drive a sports car. This is going to do no good for the boy racers who think that the rum, 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 rum is cool.
Also, with the sports car, as you said, they're very loud, so you shouldn't be whispering.
That's true.
Well, nobody will be able to hear you.
Go.
Here I
go. Fully charged. Spins fully charged. It's so
good. Ready or not, hello, hello, hello.
Good morning. What's going on? Happy Thursday.
I feel like I'm going to college today.
Are you?
I'm going to a radio conference.
Oh, look at you.
Mm.
God, you're such a lick.
I know, I am such a
How
lick.
How to be the best little employee with Emma Nolan.
No, I don't even know. It's not even that. One of my friends is talking at it.
Okay.
A guy who works at a different radio station. I said I'd be a supportive friend. And that was weeks ago. And now I really don't know. God almighty.
Yeah, see, this is the thing with our jobs. We get up so early that as soon as we have to do anything else for the rest of the day, we're like, oh,
yes.
This is a real inconvenience.
And do you ever feel like at the time you commit so hard to something, you're like, I'm so excited for that weeks out. And on the day you're like, oh no, like any time, like if I have to go and get diesel, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I hate doing it. So
I hate my life. It's so difficult. Honestly.
If there's anything that interrupts a potential nap, you're like, oh, for God's sake. Anyway, this thing's going on all afternoon, you know.
This and what's he going to be talking about? Do you need to see it? Like?
Ah, sure.
Is he going to be teaching anything you don't already know, or are you just supporting him?
He's like one of my best friends. He's done this particular kind of... it's all about radio promotions, which is really cool and like really cool ones and all, but like he's told me about them all before.
Right, okay.
I know what the crack is like, yeah. You know?
I'd say just watch a rerun of it on YouTube or something and
yeah.
Pretend you went.
How would I get away with that though?
I was in the crowd, but then I had to go, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
I loved when you talked about this because it's the same thing you talked about last year.
The other thing about it is, like, it feels like you're going to like radio school and like I've no friend going with me.
Yeah.
So all the other radio station people will be there.
Okay.
Bit aux.
Yeah, a bit aux. I'm not doing that.
Would you come with me?
No. No, please. I'm fine. No, anything. It'll be just a major inconvenience to my very busy day of going for a run and sleeping. It's going to be a tough Thursday, guys. Tough Thursday.
Got to mention the run in there, though.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that going?
Going to do a little 4K.
You're on the floor now, are you?
Well, not really. I'll get there.
Unreal.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So, obviously, you know, it's my birthday this... It's actually next month. It's going to be my 30th. And we decided we're going to have a 30th birthday for me, but like kind of an adult kids theme. Do you know what I mean? So we're going to go to Jump Zone and have the crack. I was thinking, why would I have a party where you know, you meet up with friends and you have to dress up and all
have
that kind of
stuff. Have a sit-down meal and all that. That's just like, not fair you. And Dave isn't just going on about his birthday endlessly for no reason. He wants to have this massive adult kids birthday party in Jump Zone in Santry. It's all locked in and the wheels are in motion.
Yeah, and I want to invite you as well.
Yeah, not me, as in you listening.
Yeah, you listening. We want to get you to this party as well. I just think it'd be a bit of crack. It's the most self-indulgent thing I've done on the show. I'm totally aware of that.
It's not even self-indulgent.
I just want to have a bit of crack.
To have a bit of crack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just want to have a bit of crack. We can all do that, you know, dinner for the 30th and the drinks with the family and all stuff. Yeah, it's fine, it's grand. But there was no better feeling than when it was your birthday, like back when you were a kid and you were going to Jump Zone or something like that. So
and you didn't sleep for weeks on end.
Yeah, so exciting.
Nothing gives you the same amount of butterflies as that feeling of excitement. So
the 8th of April, right, that's when it's happening. Keep yourself free. We're going to be giving away tickets next Tuesday, so be aware of that. But it's all looking very exciting. We've got Jump Zone in Santry booked in 8th of April.
Let
right?
me just do your to-do list there. So that's in.
Yeah, we also have entertainment in the likes of the 360 camera that's going to be there.
That's fun.
That's fun. We are also going to have face painting. The girl Amy is going to come and face paint you.
That's done.
That's done.
Okay, so Dave has actually been really busy on this over the last week or so and working hours I've never seen before.
It's crazy. I'm actually doing work.
So I just want to see there what you have in your notebook. So that's what you have so far.
Yeah.
What is outstanding at this point?
What's outstanding is... Have I forgotten anything?
What about food?
Crap, food. Yeah, that's a thing that you'd have at parties,
have to feed
isn't it?
People, if you want to, them to come. If you want loads of our people who listen to the show to come, then you're going to have to feed them.
See, like, I'm trying to think, right? Because this is obviously a party where we are going to be having it's an adult kids themed party. So what you'd be like having, like back in the day when you'd have little maybe Rice Krispie buns.
Dream.
Or, you know, do you know what I loved was the little, you'd have a marshmallow. Little bit of melted chocolate and a Smartie on top.
Oh yeah.
That was the best. It was so simple.
I think it's hard to beat a good Rice Krispie bun, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they're good as well.
Yeah.
What else? Maybe pizza and stuff like that.
Cocktail sausages with the sticks in them. They're always good. Oh,
they're always
like
good.
Chicken goujons.
Yes,
bit of
unreal.
My waddy. I don't even know if like fizzy drinks are allowed at parties anymore into 2025, but they certainly were in our day.
I'm sure they are. Maybe you have like my waddy or something now. But well, there you go. That's what we're going to ask you this morning. Do you know someone who's really, really good at Rice Krispie cakes? Do you know someone who's really, really good at those little fairy cakes with the chocolate and the marshmallow and the chocolate and the Smartie? Maybe you know someone who's very, very good at making oven pizzas.
We could have the most amount of treats ever.
Yeah, yeah. Any help? Because you see, you know when you had a kids' party, obviously your mum would like organise everything, right? Mm. But then she'd have the little helpers. She'd have your mate's mum would also help. Can I do anything, Grania? Can I do anything? You know what I mean? I need Rice Krispie cakes if you have them. You know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'd love your help. If you know anyone who does the best cake, the best Rice Krispie buns, the best anything, icing, anything like that, that'd be great. 0877 11 103.
Okay, just put yourself forward if you'd like to throw a bit of food at this.
Exactly, yeah. And I'd probably
bring it with you on a plate.
Yeah, I'd imagine that'll probably guarantee your entry to the party. That'll be your present to me.
Oh, that's true.
That could be your present.
So just kind of add to this, tickets were given away on Tuesday for Dave's Adult Kids 30th.
They will be,
8th,
yeah.
But the tickets are free. He did say he wants a present, but that could qualify.
Yeah, you have to bring me a present there. That's your entry fee.
What if someone said, I'm going to bring some fruit?
You're barred. That's what I'd say.
Barred.
You're barred. Absolutely. Yep. If you give me fruit as a present, look, my body will probably be very happy. Mm. I won't be.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Right. It's my birthday after all.
Someone said, what about slush puppies?
Oh my God, if someone does slush puppies, I'd be so happy. That'd be unbelievable.
How does someone make them? Those little machines from...
I don't know, yeah, Mr. Icy or something. Do you remember them? Used to get, like, Santa to bring a load of people Mr. Icy's and stuff when I was younger.
Here we go, Leanne. Can anyone out there make candy floss, ask?
Candy floss, yes. Oh my God, that's exactly what I want. Popcorn, I want candy floss, I want little buns. That kind of stuff. If you are that kind of person, maybe you do it at fairs or...
Fairs?
I don't know, where do you put candy floss?
Maybe you're just someone who can make a good Rice Krispie bun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but sorry, she's got candy floss in my head now. That'll be unbelievable.
All right, 087-711-1038 if you want to throw your hat in the ring for this and bring a bit of grub for Dave's party and you think you make a solid Rice Krispie bun or else
candy floss in a bag or on a cone. Okay, I'll take whatever.
He's really sticking with the candy floss here. Or cocktail sausage.
Pink or blue candy floss.
Give us a bell. And the big event happening at Jump Zone in Santry on the 8th of April.
Exciting.
Tickets next Tuesday for free. Here's the weekend. Now it's Spins
Fully Charged.
Medusa Hosier, their collaboration, Tell It To My Heart on Spin 103.8.
Good morning. It's about that time. It's the time where people stop everything. Stop on the M50. Stop going to work. They're just
that.
About to get out the car and they go, no, I can't. I'm going to wait around for 5 minutes because I got to hear this. Welcome on in to Dave Ranks. This is where I rank some of my favourite things. In the past, we have done Phineas and Ferb songs. We have done the transition sounds from Hannah Montana. What are we ranking on Dave Ranks this week? It's this. It's Victorious, baby. Nickelodeon favourite, Victorious. What a tune. What an opening theme tune. I have to give credit to Roisin, right? RoroB98 on Instagram, who messaged me and she said, "Hey Dave, love the show for Dave Ranks. You got to do the songs from Victorious. That show was my childhood and they gave some absolute bangers." So she gave me some examples. She said, "Can't wait to hear what your top five are."
All right, here we are.
Welcome on in. Dave Ranks' Victorious songs. If you haven't seen Victorious, you're about to hear some bangers that you will immediately be putting on your playlist. If you have seen Victorious, you're going to enjoy every single bit of this. Here we go. In fifth place is an absolutely lovely song. It's nowhere near number one, but it is a fantastic song. Good vibes. It's Tell Me That You Love Me.
Tell me that you love me.
You really are just a kid trapped in a near 30-year-old man's body.
I truly am. What did you think of the song?
It's a beautiful song.
Good song,
really,
isn't it?
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm on the side of people listening who don't know
Victorious. You don't know Victorious.
But I understand it's a big deal.
This is the show where Ariana Grande got her big break.
See, I didn't have
a fancy
telly.
She played Cat Valentine.
Okay, I only had the RT channels growing up.
Okay, fair enough. In fourth place. Now, by the way, I did play my rankings for Emer Pinojo. She's on at 9 o'clock on Sundays on Spin and she absolutely hated them. So there could be some contention here. There could be a little bit of friction about my rankings. But in fourth place is You're the Reason.
Wow.
A great tune.
That's very good.
Kind of rocky, but we're into our top three. Top three is where Victoria Justice played a character called Tori Vega.
Okay.
And she was getting back at a guy. And she said, you were gonna be begging on your knees for me. And it sounds like this.
And one day, I'll have you begging on your knees for me. Yeah, one day.
I like this line.
I'll have you crawling like a centipede. Brilliant.
Bit of a bizarre line, but why not? All right, we're into the top two. This is where it's going to cause some contention, I feel. Because in second place is Freak the Freak Out. Here we go.
So what I'm gonna do now is freak the freak out.
Oh man, it's so good. That could be number one, but it is not. I think if you are a Victorious fan, if you watched it before, you will know what number one is. Number one is not actually Victoria Justice being the main star. Oh. She is the background singer on this.
Oh.
The character was called Andre, and he was trying to impress some record labels. And so he sang Song to You. And that is number one on Dave Ranks for this week. Did you enjoy having never seen Victoria's Emma?
I did. They're absolute tunes. Obviously, as per a lot of hassle on this, Ailish getting on yes to all of this. Bit of positive feedback.
Good. Thank you, Ailish.
I like the feedback from Leah saying, Dave, where is my best friend's brother?
Yeah, my best friend's brother is the one for me. It was probably maybe sixth. It just didn't make it. I'm so sorry.
Kira, again, number one should have been my best friend's brother.
No!
Would love an honourable mention to the other version of number one.
I don't
two
know.
Versions of that. And again, this in saying from Shannon, the top one should have been Chicago.
No, you mean Chicago. I know this show way too well. It's actually ridiculous. It's like a kids show from like a couple of years ago.
All right, okay. Season 3, episode 6, the best song ever, says Aaron. Any more for us, by all means, let us know. As always, he stirs the pot. And Dave Ranks.
Oh, what's he going to be next Thursday? Find out.
Get it. If you've any suggestions,
oh,
do
please.
Let us know.
Instagram at Mr. David Hammond.
You're on Spin. I was in a sheer dress. Spin's fully charged. Sabrina Carpenter in Bed came on Spin with Emma and Dave. It's the Girly Quiz. Yes.
Oh.
Honourable mention to Keane DeCrove, the new singer of the Girly Quiz theme tune. The Girly Quiz is on the way essentially once a week. Myself and the women of Dublin and beyond, we unite, don't we, gals? And we put Dave to the test on all things girly. I think you're the odds are against you. Not the odds are against you, but you're probably six losses? I don't know what you
are. Yeah, it's something like 6 losses, 3 wins maybe or something like that. But I did win last week, I'm pretty sure, and it was a big moment.
Yeah.
So I'd like to continue that train going. It's been a bad couple of weeks on the Girly Quiz.
In order to win the Girly Quiz, Dave has to answer 3 questions correctly. The thing about this is, for the gals, you'll probably know the answers. For the lads, it's likely that you probably won't, unless you're studying womanliness.
Yeah.
The 3 questions. Not just the 3 questions. 2 lifelines to help Dave out. One is a 50-50 simplify option, and the other is where we're going to need your help this morning. It's similar to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire's Phone a Friend. This is the phone a female option. And if you'd like to help Dave out this morning, just message us the words girly, please. 087-711-103.
Please help me out. I've never won the girly quiz without my phone a female, so I genuinely need your help.
And for being Dave's phone a female, oh, you guessed it. You can be winning 50 quid.
Nice.
50 quid.
Honestly, well deserved. If you can make me get the right answer, you deserve the 50 quid.
Message us now if you'd like to be Dave's phone a female. The word girly, please. 087-711-1038. Give us a WhatsApp. Teddy Swims and Bad Dreams. You're listening to Spin with Emma and Dave. He is just everywhere at the moment. Honestly, he'd look at you. If you open the fridge, he could be looking
out.
He's everywhere.
But I had bad dreams as well last night. I had a bad dream that you did this thing on the show where you just like ask me questions about like girl stuff.
Oh, really?
It was terrifying, man.
Would you describe it as a nightmare?
Yeah, it was an absolute nightmare. It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup and presentation. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Wait. It's real?
It's real. It's happening.
Is that Keane DeCrow singing the theme tune?
That is the Grammy Award winner, Mr. Keane DeCrow, singing the theme tune of the Girly Quiz. He was with us on the show on Monday, and we put him to the test and did a little live audition with him. Not a bother on him with those pipes.
Yeah, he killed us, to be fair.
New singer. It's just a shame he's not a girl for the Girly Quiz. Yeah. Look, what can you do? What can you do?
He wore a dress during it.
Okay, listen. Welcome to you, to the Girly Quiz. Maybe you're brand new to this show. Maybe you're brand new to the Girly Quiz. What we do every week on the show is we test Dave on all things girly. We started this show in September of 2022. We're now in March of 2025, and we're still going on the weekly with 3 fresh, brand new questions.
It's very impressive how you manage to keep coming up with questions.
It's class. So yeah, 3 questions stand between Dave and winning the week. Unfortunately, in 2025, he's had more losses than he's had wins significantly. So he's desperate for another win this week.
Yes.
He has 2 simplifies, or 2 lifelines to help him win the week. One is the simplify. One is his phone a female, and it's Katie this morning.
Morning, Katie. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
We're good. Katie, tell me, is there something in the world of girls that you specialise in? Something that you think, yeah, I'll know all about that?
Could be fashion, makeup, hair, could be ins and outs.
Maybe hair and fashion.
Hair okay. and fashion, maybe a bit of beauty, Katie?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, I'm presuming I'll come to you at some point. So
just
thank
to say
you for being there.
No problem. To you listening, if you have little ears in the car, the girly quiz has the tendency to go anywhere. So just bear in mind and hover your hand on the dial should you need to kill the volume if you've little ears in the car. That's us covered. Shall we crack on?
We've done our part. Now it's up to you, the parents.
You have to be a responsible parent. We can do no more. I know, I think we should be safe enough this week. You alright?
No, instantly sweating. Instantly sweating.
Question number one on the girly quiz this week, Dave, is what is the name of the style of dress, listen closely now, that has a flared ruffle or a fabric detail at the waist? This style of dress creates a layered look and accentuates the hips and the waist. I need the name of that dress, the style of dress.
A tutu.
I totally see where you're getting at. A tutu.
A tutu. I thought it was a tutu because, like, you know what I mean, ballerina and all. But he didn't mention ballerina, but I just, as soon as I hear dress and, like, little bit of thing in the middle, I'm like, yeah, that's got to be ballerina, but I presume it's not tutu. I'm trying to think of other dresses. Polka dot? Little black?
Polka dot is a style.
Is that not a style, no?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you know what? I don't know, but I don't want to waste Katie on this because I think there could be other questions that are tougher. I'm going to 50-50 it.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Okay, so let's get in simplify mode then. Thank you for your assistance, David Hammond. What is the name of the style of dress that has a flared ruffle or fabric detail at the waist? This style of dress creates a layered look and accentuates the hips and waist. Dave, is it A, a peplum dress?
Crap.
Or B, a bodycon dress?
Peplum. Okay, I think it's probably peplum. The reason I don't think it's bodycon is because that makes it sound like... Like, when I hear con, I think that you're conning me.
Right.
So I think a bodycon dress would probably be maybe very tight.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, I'm conning you into thinking that I'm... You know what I mean? It's like a Skims type thing.
Oh!
Like a Spanx or something.
As if I'm conning you into thinking that I'm ripped, kind of.
Yeah,
kind of. Right, okay, interesting.
Peplum. I think, damn it, I should have used Katie. This sucks.
Peplum.
This is not helpful at all. Peplum or bodycon? Okay, I'm going to go with peplum because I'd imagine it's like little peplums. No, I'm going to change it. Bodycon. We're going to go bodycon full answer.
You've said final answer on bodycon.
Final answer, bodycon.
Why did you...
No!
Why? Does your brain change last minute?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
damn it.
Peplum dress. Bodycon has nothing to do with conning anyone, you little devil. How dare you?
Go on.
Bodycon now. Bodycon's a very sleek dress that would very much sit and grab your body, kind of.
Okay.
And the peplum dress has that little bit of layered fabric, and it's... Peplum dresses are really fun, and I used to love them. I wish they'd come massively back into fashion. Here's this person, Marianne. I am screaming at the radio.
I'm sorry, Marianne. I'm sorry. What a waste. We should just pack it in there.
Okay, funny joke. Here we go.
Question
number two on the girly quiz this week. Unfortunately, Dave is like, what made you change your mind?
I don't know. Right. I actually don't know. That's stupid. Human.
Dave, which singer is behind the major perfume line Fantasy that became a huge hit? Perfume line Fantasy.
Fantasy.
When your feeling's gone and you can't go. It's tragedy.
Oh, that's tragedy. It sounds like a Kylie Minogue. It could be a Beyonce. Fantasy could also be. I have no idea. I'm going to call in Katie.
Right. He's over it.
Katie, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good, thanks.
Were you screaming at your phone when you heard the peplum and the bodycon?
Yeah.
Should I have come to you?
Yeah.
Damn it. Crap. Okay, well,
that was my style back in the day.
Me too. I loved a peplum.
Okay, well, we're on to a different question now, and I'm begging you, tell me you know the answer. Who made Fantasy? 30 seconds, go. Britney Spears, thank you. Yeah, that was a fantastically confident answer, and I'm going to go with Britney Spears' final answer.
Spot on.
Yeah, I thought it was wrong for a second.
Well done. Nice one. Fancy is still around, would you believe? People are still wearing Fancy perfume. It was such a major hit for Britney Spears.
Okay.
It still is. It's a beautiful perfume. Reminds me of secondary school. What about you, Katie?
Oh yeah, definitely. It was like my first perfume.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Used to lather myself in it.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, congratulations and thank you. You've won yourself 50 quid.
Cool. Thank you so much,
good
guys.
Luck. Have a great day.
Chat to you later.
Bye bye.
Bye bye bye.
Oh, I know I got it right and it's all like, yeah, that's amazing, but I still lost and I'm fuming. Yeah. There should be a way to crawl my way back. Go on. On to the next one. Final one.
You're on your own.
Get me
again.
Out of this.
No more lifelines. Dave, question number three. On the girly quiz this week, women often experience bloating around their period. Why? What are the reasons for bloating? What causes it?
What? Hormones? I'm also thinking like, maybe the fallopian tubes get bigger or something.
Why would they get bigger?
I don't know. You need to clean out the eggs and all, don't you? So
right.
maybe they expand to
clean them out.
Get cleaner and they you know, protrude on the stomach so it looks like you're bloated. Maybe the eggs get bigger. Something's getting bigger.
Right.
Is there more gas, maybe? Maybe there's more gas.
Why would there be more gas?
I don't know.
Be sitting down on your bowel. All the fallopian tubes.
Yeah.
Protruding on your bowel.
I don't know why they'd be. I would imagine the answer is probably something like hormones. Why would you? What's the question again?
Women often experience bloating around their period. Why is that?
It's because there's blood there, and there's more liquid down there because it's doing the washing. Do you know? So there's more liquid. I'm gonna say there's more liquid.
Like you've just necked a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Or you're in the pub and you've had three glasses.
I'm gonna change it because I think that's stupid. I'm gonna say hormones. And I'm gonna hope that's just an acceptable answer. It's a very vague answer. It's a very vague answer, but I'm gonna say hormones.
Hormonals will do.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, great. Hormones will do the job. If in doubt, hormones.
Hormones. Yeah. I knew it would be hormones. Great.
So basically, women experience bloating around their periods because of hormonal changes as the days leading up to it. Levels of estrogen and the other one?
Fallopian tubes.
I give up. Sadly, another loss for our Dave. However, we crack on. It's the girly quiz. Oh my God, there's drama now. On the back of the girly quiz this week, Dave lost the week. He crashed out in question one and he had the bloody question in the palm of his hand.
Peplum?
Peplum is correct. We were looking for the style of dress that has that fluffled ruffle around the middle. And he was saying peplum on a simplify. And then last minute, for some unbeknown reason, he changed to bodycon.
The whole nation is screaming at David. No way. Don't do it. Please don't do it. I honestly couldn't cope. I was so, like, shocked. Don't do it.
How do you think I feel?
Yeah, Sylvia there. Kelly was in touch.
Honestly, Dave, haven't you learned anything in the last 3 years?
Not a thing.
No is the answer.
Not a singular thing. And this in for Marianne.
Dave, seriously, what was that this morning? I literally had visions of me fallopian tubes coming out of me. Making me so bloated. I am cracked up. That gave me a good giggle. Thank you.
Do you know what people need is when they finish an exam or finish a test, for a teacher to go through it with them and go, what were you thinking, you feckin' idiot? What an idiot, huh? And you're just sit there going, thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
Wake up. Full spins, fully charged. Every day,
we're spins. Hello.
Hey, good morning, what's happening?
Did you see that there, hear that in the news there about a new bar in town that a robot could be serving you your drinks?
Yeah, this sandbox VR thing, is it?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, imagine a robot saying to you, enough now, lads. out you go.
Yeah, you've had enough now, to be honest, though. You're cut off.
Some people, when they're giddy on a night out, will barely take a big burly man seriously in that scenario. Never mind a robot. You're telling them to
give him a little smack and be like, go on, give us another one. Go on, I dare you.
Imagine having to like be, what would you say?
It's
like,
probably not a robot though. It's probably like a little arm or something.
Do you reckon?
I mean, yeah, it's like a guarantee. It's like someone makes the drink. Or probably maybe it is the robot that makes the drink or whatever, but then it just hands it to you in an arm and you're like, oh, great, thanks.
But like, you know, if it does become the norm, which it won't, and I hope it won't.
No, she's like, they're too small, they're too slow, like, do you know what I mean? And it's novelty.
Yeah.
I think so, anyway.
Do you think it'll ever become norm?
Like, there's no better way than getting, than getting a barman that knows the stuff. I don't want a robot making my drink. There's no heart in it. There's no soul.
I will admit that one of my guilty pleasures, the odd time, would be to watch a bit of The Kardashians or whatever, and I haven't in ages. I think there might be a season now since I last watched.
I like The Kardashians, yeah.
But, did you see all the photos of Kim hanging out with her new one of Musk's?
Yeah, the robot thing.
Oh man, she's doing like real sexy pictures and everything with this robot. Yeah. It's kind of weird, but I've no doubt about it. It's obviously some like, I'll shake your hand with Elon Musk, because it must be featuring in a new episode.
Yeah, I've seen that photo of Kim and like lying in the bed with the robot looking all sexy, and I was like, isn't it mad that she's the good parent? Do you know what I mean? The two of them.
Yeah. So true.
Mad that she's the normal one.
This sounds pretty bougie, but bear with me for a second. I treated myself yesterday to a facial. And
did you?
Badly needed. Yeah, my skin's been in bits.
Why would you? Yeah, I was about to ask. Is that the reason you get a facial? Because your skin is what, dry or something?
Yeah, do you remember I was telling you on the show a few weeks ago that I dermaplaned my own face and chopped it up to bits by accident?
Yeah, it was all purple the next day.
Yeah, if you don't know what dermaplaning is, it's like a thing that, I don't know, TikTok made me do it. Where you kind of essentially shave your face as a girl, and it's like deep exfoliation and it removes any kind of bum fluff, and it's meant to be very revitalizing.
Like a snake, you're getting rid of your skin.
Exactly.
Getting the skin underneath, that's weird.
But I did it wrong, and I went into the wrong angle, and I kind of hacked my face. I gave it a chance to recover, and then yesterday I said, you know what I'm going to do?
Did you get a specific tool for this?
Yeah, there's little blades that girls use. If you look up dermaplaning on TikTok, you'll see people at it the right way. Right, I did the wrong way. Instead of, like, I'm not, you as guys know exactly how to shave your face.
Yeah.
I went in at the wrong angle, I'd say, and cut myself onto my face. It was horrible. I looked like Barney the dinosaur the next day, didn't I? It was so purple. But anyway, went for this facial. And it was absolutely stunning.
Okay.
Well, Dave, if you don't know the process of a facial, right, you get the pre-cleanse, okay?
Okay.
So the pre-cleanse is like this kind of, I felt like, I don't know, I had my eyes closed, I was just so like in bliss. I felt like this cool gel all over your face.
Very nice.
And they kind of touch all the pressure points in your head, so they kind of gently apply the fingertips to between your eyes and push the top of your head and down around and, oh, Jesus.
I'm already hating this.
Then they go in and they cleanse and tone, and there's some kind of a exfoliation thing they use with some machine that's kind of noisy, but it's fine because it's this kind of music in the background. And what it's doing is it's like
a shoe buffer.
It's kind of like suctioning all the dirt out of your skin in a really, you could try to do that. You know the way when you go to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned, it's like something that you just can't do with a toothbrush?
Yes.
It's like that.
Okay.
You clean your face all you want, but this stuff is
like a hoover for your face.
Yeah, it's hoovering at the top level.
Okay.
And then they kind of come back and do a massage, and then you're left under this red light therapy for a while, and this is the time I fell asleep.
How much does all this cost?
Should I really be saying?
How much is it? Is it like 50 quid?
It's about 100 quid.
Is it?
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. About 45 minutes now.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Get your massage, and then you get a lovely cooling mask at the end. As I said, I fell asleep, right? But as I was asleep, my Apple Watch started aggressively vibrating. And I'm not that popular. I'm not in many WhatsApp groups, apart from Callum and Dave. Family WhatsApp group, that's about it. But it went on so much that it ruined my zen.
Oh, no.
So hard.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know what. Like, you know when you're like, I didn't have my phone on me. But I was like, there's something wrong.
Okay.
Like, there has to be something wrong. I missed a bloody work meeting.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. I thought there was a work meeting online at 3 o'clock. It turns out it was moved to 12. Didn't get the notification, didn't see the change. So I come straight out of this beautiful zen area.
Missing a work meeting does not justify the storm music.
Oh, yes, it does.
It absolutely does not.
It's something that's horrible after you've beat... I can't
You're all
tell
relaxed.
You the level of zen I was in to be like... Ah, Jesus, I'm not just a minute late. I was 18 minutes late to this meeting. I had to turn to the skin specialist in the salon and say, can I stay in here and jump on a work meeting? She was like, Sure.
Oh my God.
Jumped on the work
after
meeting.
After being all relaxed and zen.
God, I was thinking about the other thing. Joan, you are in the place of zen. The really stupid life stuff that immediately whips you out of it. Such yeah. as, Joan, you just get comfy with your cup of tea on the couch and you've been going all day, spill it.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to go cleaning and then there's milk in it, so it needs a proper scrub.
You jump into bed just to fall asleep and then boom, you remember you need to pee or turn the light off or something.
Fact. Sometimes I put on a sleep meditation at night. I'd highly recommend. The only problem with sleep meditation is you can't fully relax because you know you have to turn it off at some point. But you're just about to like walk into the gap in the woods in this sleep meditation and your phone starts ringing.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Come on.
Not good at all.
You're out for a nice hot girl walk or whatever they call it and your headphones go dead.
Never.
Immediately on
the Never end. Good.
And this is the case in my house because I don't have an electric shower. I'm an immersion gal, which is really such a pain in the backside. And you're halfway through your shower, the shampoo is lashed into your scalp and the water goes cold.
Yes. Oh, it's the worst.
You have to get back out like a shivery rat and wait for it to warm up again for an hour.
Good morning. I found out some very interesting information about the car company Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
Now, I like to think that, as I've just mentioned that there is a Volkswagen dealership somewhere in Dublin listening to this show right now and they've just instantly turned down the radio just in case I say something and there's customers in the store and they're like, oh God. But no, don't worry. I do want to talk about Volkswagen. Found out something that blew my mind. Apparently, they don't just sell cars and vans and all that kind of stuff. They also sell sausages or currywursts. Yeah, currywurst. It's a fast food dish in Germany, right? And it's like sausages.
Volkswagen.
Yeah, it's sausages and curry ketchup, basically. I've had it. It's actually really, really good.
What?
Yeah, I've had it before, in Germany.
You've had Volkswagen sausages?
No, they're not Volkswagen sausages. They also produce this, right?
Volkswagen.
The Volkswagen, yeah.
So in the back there, you're producing cars and then you've got pigs next door.
So apparently, right, they sell these as well as cars, but not only do they sell them, the currywurst outsell the cars.
They're selling more
currywurst
than cars,
right? 8.5 million currywursts were sold last year.
I feel like this is a fake story.
5.2 million vehicles were sold. 5.2 million vehicles were sold, 8.5 million currywursts were sold.
Now, I'm sure the cost difference would mean cars are still more beneficial to them, but
they're selling more currywurst than they are cars.
If you know the way sometimes this person who started Volkswagen must be like, Jesus, I'm actually a farmer, but I love cars. Let's
see, it's a German brand, isn't it? Like, it's Volkswagen. Do you know what I mean? So, they also make these. But apparently they're so loved, these currywursts, by employees of Volkswagen, that there was a decision to remove the currywurst from the menu at the company's headquarters in Wolfsburg. And it basically led to an outcry amongst workers. Like, people went absolutely mad, and so they had to put them back on the menu.
Really?
So as well as sausages, obviously Volkswagen makes its own cars, and it also makes its own vans, and it also makes its own curry ketchup. Not just the sausages.
That's so bizarre. If you weren't working in radio, like if you could set up a company being like, okay, if you had all the money in the world, like Mr. Volkswagen, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to set up a radio station and what's your other random thing that you'd go with it?
What's the other? God, I don't know.
What's your other interest?
Socks. New socks.
Socks.
Yeah, socks that would
socks
always
fit.
No matter how many times you'd put them on, they'd always feel like new socks.
Oh, that's really good.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I do. So it got me thinking, there must be other companies that sell stuff that actually brings in more revenue for them, or like their main product is more popular, or their product is more popular than their main product, right?
Yeah.
So there's not a lot, but I did find a few. So for example, Ferrari, they obviously sell cars. They actually sell more merchandise than they do cars.
Okay.
So they only produce a limited number of cars each year. Their branded merchandise, like their clothing, their watches, their perfumes, it sells in serious quantities and brings in massive profits.
Affordable than
the
car.
Yeah. Same with the Harley Davidsons as well. They sell more merch than they do bikes, which is interesting. Apple is obviously known for iPhones and Macs, but they sell more AirPods per year than computers and phones.
Wow.
So I thought that was interesting. Samsung is known for its Galaxy smartphones, but they actually sell more memory chips than phones. They basically supply parts to Apple, Google and other tech giants.
Right, okay.
For their tech, which I thought was interesting. People obviously think that Nestle, they do, you know,
chocolate.
Kit Kats and ice creams and stuff like that. But apparently, their pet food brand actually makes more money than their chocolate product.
Cocoa beans and pet food.
Yeah, the food brand is Purina.
That's mad.
I've heard of Purina, actually. Everyone obviously thinks of Pepsi as a, you know, a fizzy drink giant. But they make more money from snacks like Doritos and Cheetos than they actually do from Pepsi.
I'd never think that Doritos are under the same company.
Either did
as
I.
Pepsi.
No, apparently it's PepsiCo. And Sony, obviously famous for PlayStations, but in Japan, they make more money on life insurance.
Wow.
Sony would do life insurance in Japan, which I thought was absolutely bizarre. So that's all what I found out. Volkswagen do curry, sausages and cars.
I didn't realise. I was living in Athlone years ago when I was working in a different radio station, and I was living with two guys, and one of them was a Coca-Cola rep.
Oh yeah.
And he used to keep a lot of stock in the house. But it was great. Well, yeah, you wouldn't take the make out of it too much. Like, yes, the stock take, but it'd be gas. You'd come in and like leave your keys on the stack of all the fizzy drinks kind of thing. You'd leave stuff in, and it would always be changing around or whatever, depending on what drops you had to do. But like, I never realised just how many brands were under Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Like all, so I can't think of, it was about 6 years ago now, but so many different drinks all under Coca-Cola.
It's weird that you kind of have those companies that do, like, you think they only do one thing, but they do loads of other, Coca-Cola, other brands. But like, they do Fanta, obviously Diet Coke, Sprite.
Yeah, it's all around the house.
Yeah, they, obviously Zero. Yeah, it seems like there's like a load of different things that I've never even heard of. Like Dasani. I don't even know what that
is. Different kind of brands of drinks that you've heard of as well. There there'd be some random ones lying around. Get ready.
Spin 103.8's Golden Tits.
Yeah, we have got unbelievable holiday for grabs. 7 nights in the sun. Oh, thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. If you want to sort out with your flights and 7 nights. Canary Islands,
huh? Lovely. In Fuerteventura, at Pierre and Vacances Village, all you need to worry about is kicking back. What does kicking back mean?
Kicking back is like kick up the feet, put them on the
sun lounger.
Yeah, sun lounger, and just kind of kick back to the side.
And then relax.
Nothing to worry about.
Feel that sun on your face. Oh, baby.
I presume that means what kicking back, because you wouldn't really kick back if you were lying down.
No, you wouldn't. No.
So I'm kind of confused as to what that means.
It's one of those things. We just look into those expressions someday.
Is it an English thing? Kick back.
Kick back, mate. On to try and take this office this morning is Lauren. How are you? Lauren is there. Sorry, Lauren, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Are we speaking to the Lauren Hill?
Yeah, Lauren Hill.
You are indeed. The one and only.
I actually don't think you are the one and only.
No,
I presume you get it a lot, Lauren, being like, if your name is Lauren Hill, eh?
Yeah.
Your parents knew what they were doing.
All the time.
Yeah.
They must be big fans, are they, Lauren?
I think it was actually just pure coincidence.
Really?
I don't think they actually thought about it.
Interesting.
Well, that's disappointing, because I was starting to think maybe you're very musical and this is perfect for you.
Exactly, yeah. All right, Lauren, what's the story for the day?
Studying, actually.
You're going
to college.
You're going studying. What do you study?
Psychology.
Very good.
I haven't studied anything in so long. I don't even know how to start.
I wouldn't have an absolute breeze. But that's amazing, Lauren. And when's the last time you had a holiday?
Actually in January.
In January, okay.
You don't deserve it. Bye. Joking.
Was it a sun holiday, Lauren?
It was.
Okay, very good. Where did you go?
I was over in Australia.
Oh, very nice. All right. Well, Lauren, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I don't think so, actually.
All right. I'm going to walk you through it. It's very simple. Basically, songs are going to play. You got to guess them, okay? 25 seconds are going to go on the clock. 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. If you do so, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, Lauren, which is good. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Lauren?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Kildare.
Lauren from Kildare, the best of luck. 25 seconds going on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of
heart.
No.
As your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign.
Do you want to swap it?
Kept on driving straight.
Yeah, swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
One of the biggest songs, I guess, from the last year or so. It's Noah Kahan and Stick Season you missed out on there, but not to worry, back to a brand new game, 25 seconds back of the clock, and we've replaced song one.
Not bad, Lauren. Let's go for a brand new song one. Hopefully you'll know it. 25 seconds on the clock. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Pay the toll to the angels, drawing circles in the clouds.
Any ideas?
Keep your mind on the distance.
Lady Gaga?
Yes, it is. What's that song called?
Think Magic Tricks.
Magic Tricks. What would you say if you were doing a magic trick?
Abracadabra.
Stop the clock. Okay, 1, Lauren. Well done. All right, you've used up 20 seconds, so you've 5 seconds remaining. Let's just see how you get on, all right? Let's go for song 2.
Okay.
It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I was in a sheer dress the day that we met. We were both Sabrina Carpenter.
3, 2, 1. Ah, damn it, there's your time. Hey, was Sabrina Carpenter there, Lauren? You did get that. Do you know the song title?
Can't even think of it.
You can't think. Okay, it was Bedchem. Listen Not to Worry, Gal. Best luck with your studying today, and thank you for listening and playing.
Thanks, Lauren. Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Listen. Let's get rid of this tomorrow, shall we?
Please, on a Friday, that'll be fantastic.
If you know your music, come on. Take a holiday from us. Golden and a WhatsApp to register early to 0877 11 1038.